Hello, lovelies. Welcome to the Moment with Sebastian podcast. It's your baby girl and ever attentive host, Favorite Sebastian. And I have come again with this yummy cost meal to bless your day, which, by the way, is my pleasure. Trust me, it always is. So you like it? Then please leave a review on the podcast platform. And when it comes to sharing your experiences or similar scenarios, my email is ever open. And of course, you can always DM, yeah? Slide into the ZM. Always welcome. Now, talking about DMs and sliding in. You ever dropped something on a message to someone for the first time and you get no replies, like none at all, zilch, nil at all? Now, a point where the platform shows the red receipt, the individual has read it obviously, but it's taking ages to reply. That's if he or she's even planning to reply you, you know. Now, do you even stop to wonder if it's not just the person, but you? No, don't be shocked. Don't even try feeling that whole shock. It could be you, yeah. Of course, it could be you. Now, lovelies, let's turn this table around a bit for better convenience. So imagine someone just drops into your DM and goes, "Hi, how are you?" Now, you see, this approach can only be paid attention to if you and the sender are familiar. And for strangers, it's only if you're in a good mood. Then you decide, okay, let's bite. Aha, now that's different. You just want to see what's going on. It just manages to catch your interest, probably because at that point, you're not doing anything much, so you just want to reply it. All right? See, there are levels to sliding into people's DM. There are lots of it. You need to start good and cut. No unnecessary talk. No long procedure. Don't do that. Now, I'm going to share a few tips concerning sliding into DMs. Yep. And trust me, it's needed. Whether it is shooting your shots you want to go there and do, or it is being professional, trust me, there are ways to do this. You don't just slide in there and just start ranting all your issues or be how you came about it. No, be straightforward. Let's go on this ride. Number one, greetings. You can never go wrong with greetings. Trust me, you cannot. You just push yourself into a person's world and you want to start a conversation with no greetings. I wonder how you have the morale to do that. Now, assuming it's maybe a story or status you commented on, now that's different. For instance, a brand post their product on their status or story, as the case may be, and me, using myself as an example, I run into such and type, "How much?" Or a person posts memes that tickles my fancy and I send that evil laughter or sticker. That one is separate, it's different. Now, see where it gets yucky for courtesy is when you then go direct into the message wall for some info. At least add a short good morning or evening, as the case may be. It won't kill, neither will it make you less of a Malian. Even never Mali gone, it gets we the double F. Trust me, it gets we the double F. Not even try, I'm not thinking two times. So please, greet. You see, I was opportune to attend a WhatsApp coaching class and this also came up, and then the coach typed something. Even the most rude of persons demand respect. And if you look at this statement, you would ask, where's the lie? Now imagine more urgently responsible in your giddy on their own. You want to go inside and go and slide into the ZM with no greetings. They barrel long. Fear God now. Easy. Number two is straightforwardness. In simple terms, hit nail hammer for head. No beating about the bush. Nah. We don't want that there. See, there are certain people that if you are not well familiarized with them and you start all this one kind yarn like that, they will just close you chapter, like that chapter. They've closed it on their chat wall. You've got a point you want to make. Get on it. A request, ask politely. Don't fit here, waste another person's time. Please, Nana, don't do that. We don't want you doing that. We don't want you falling hand. Please. Now, number three is formal. Yes, being formal. You have to be formal. I mean, you're just going in there for the first time. You don't even know who the person, even if you got the person's contact from someone, okay, you've been eyeing that baby in your streets, even that one's if no nice sham. I just tell you, you need to get the contact yourself now. Is it that hard? And you're back to what we're saying. You've been actually looking at that babe for some time and you got her number. You can't just go there and say, hey, beautiful. Nah. Don't just start a conversation without any. You have to start first with hello, good evening, or good afternoon. Then I got your number from here, in case you got the number, as the case may be. Or if it's for something else, then you state your point. Then you go with being formal. Don't be like, hey, it's been a long time. Do I know you? From where? Exactly. You can't just come into my space and just sup me. Yes, and you sup gang. The sup gang. Sup, what's up? How far? For someone you haven't met before, you just want to ask of something, or you want to get an information, or you just have bad. Think about it then. You can just come into someone's space and sup them like you have been in the same compound before. I be classroom walls. Nah, you don't do that, honey. Nah. It's important to start conversations formally. Formally, it helps. Even if that virtual convo was meant to digress, yes, let's call it digression, into something else, it will pave way. And more so if you're a good conversationalist. And if you're not, not to worry, don't worry. You're not a chef, the Lord will do it for you. You'll get about it. I believe you. You just have to go with nice steps first. Then the rest will come through. Trust me on that. Now, number four. Our number four point is politeness. You see, this future combined like big time with the order above mentioned has a way of chipping away at certain barricading walls. And at some point, you might even be told to drop it down a notch. Don't this your ma or this your size too much. Reduce it a little, but continue. Except it's insisted upon, then you can just drop it down a notch. You can't just assume everybody is your pal now. No. Some don't tolerate. And if you were bound to get information or things of value from that source, then you've lost it. You've lost it by missing it. You get it now. There are steps to even the most closest of online besties. Though I know there are some that start with basketball, Sabi. Yes, But, tread carefully, yo. I told you. Tread carefully. Now, to not be partial. Rephrase. Not to be partial. Let's not just focus on the slider, or should we call it slidey? But also on the receiver of all the slidings. You also need courtesy. Trust me, you do. Believe me, you do. So, permit me to make this our number five point, even if it's similar to our number four point. So, courtesy, it's important. Now, there was a screenshot of a conversation between a lady and a supposed employer that also slided into a DM. Admits professionally, though, he was professional. Could you believe the auntie's packed? She spaked. She did. Because pack is like, it's not even going to be able to explain how it was. Like, she really lost it at that point. Probably she had a bad day, okay, but at least she should have calmed down. From my own view, at least. She's like, who is this? Now, we know not all persons can be in a good mood at all times, but at least we should implement certain things, imbibe them. It helps. It really does. Believe me. Now, our number six point is patience. It's patience, lovelies. It works both ways. To dial sender and ye receiver, we need to be patient. Some of us don't have I need Suru. We don't calm down at all. We just give it gasbos. Not every time is the gasbos needed. Chill. Small, small. Now, if the sister in our previous point had been the least bit patient and tolerant. Yes. In fact, this our point six is patience and tolerance. It cannot just be patient. If she had been the least bit patient and tolerant, things wouldn't have been worse. But she lost both within seconds of reading said message. Then when the person tried to explain, she started begging. Now imagine what it cost her. A beautiful opportunity, because if she didn't want it at first, she would not be begging. So I call it a beautiful opportunity lost because of probably a bad mood, loss of patience and tolerance and all of that. You see, it just went. Probably you've been working on the same thing for a long while. A really long while. And just within seconds, it flew. By the works of your hand, don't know that it's not from someone else's fault. It's you. Don't worry, it's not be you by God's grace. I pray you don't do such to lose an opportunity you've been looking for. So please, not to make such mistake, let us still listen. And we can always jot our points down, you know. Of course. So, lovelies, me thinks we need to exercise all of this. I know. Some people could be so much unbearable. But you can always politely dismiss such persons when you've made sure. Listen, made sure they aren't in your inbox for the kind of serious business that interests you. Alright? Moment with Sebastian family, we move. Yeah, we move. It's a wrap on this episode, but wait. What's an episode without a review from you, Karina? So please, lovelies, click the link, share the episode, and others, update your podcast listens. Listen with friends. Don't enjoy the fun alone. Trust me, you shouldn't. And I know it's fun because I can just see you listening and just hitting your head there and that, vibing, and yeah, I see you. Keep it up. So don't enjoy the fun alone, please. You share. Sharing is giving. Sharing is loving. So share. Follow the podcast on the social media handle, Moments with Sebastian, on all the podcasting platforms. Please review, leave a review on this episode. Please, distinguished ladies and gents, baby Sebastian, much love. Ciao.